Superintendent Ember Conley says she's humbled by the recognition. She's worked closely with the police and the sheriff's department to improve collaboration between the school district and local public safety departments. Police Chief Wade Carpenter says the recognition is for more than the physical safety measures she's put in place in the past couple of years.
We've been doing a lot of tabletop exercises on everything from active gunmen to responses to critical incidents. Not only the physical security, but the mental wellness of the students is a huge part of this. On the heels of the Pink case, which was obviously devastating to our community, still is devastating to our community, we had a lot of issues that we needed to address. And as we've received calls or we've received threats to the school environment, we've all gotten to work a lot better together as a public safety unit, the district. And we're really at a point where we're working better than we ever have together.
Conley's initiatives include her focus on the opioid epidemic that hit hard in Park City in 2016, when two eighth-grade boys died from overdosing on a synthetic opiate called Pink. She's spoken on the national stage and published articles on the effects drug addiction has had in the Park City community. Carpenter says she's created strong community partnerships to build awareness of the problem and promote wellness. She's also established a department for student outreach to improve communication with the Latino community. He says the schools, police, fire department, and sheriff's office have made a lot of progress since Conley became superintendent.
And when things are messaged, you know, obviously we're sensitive to the fact that parents need to be informed and we constantly need to keep them in the loop. And I think that we've learned a lot of hard lessons as we've messaged some of these things. I think we're at a point that We've rounded a corner and made a lot of progress, and I hate to see that take a step back. I know when I had no idea Ember was thinking about resigning her position, and I was frankly sorry to see that, because I think that we're going to have to start over a lot of those initiatives that we've created I can't speak for the sheriff currently, but obviously, or the fire chief, but I do know that I've spoken with him offline, and I do think that we all have a great deal of support for Dr. Conley and hope that we can continue that relationship.
Carpenter says time and resources have been invested in building trusting relationships between the city's public safety departments and the school district.
You know, several years of creating a relationship of trust with the superintendent of the schools, which is huge for us. I think we've learned a lot of lessons from the pandemic and a lot of those other issues when Ray was there of what we needed to do to improve in communication with the district. I think that we're there now. I think we'll always have issues. We'll always, as long as you have individuals and we have the type of incidents that occur in our world today, they're always going to be dynamic. They're always going to be different. They're always going to provide us challenges. But I do feel that as those challenges have come up, Ember's been very good to work with us as public safety partners to make sure those things are dealt with.
Chief Carpenter calls Superintendent Conley a fighter, and he holds great respect for her. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.